Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
From the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade, live at PAX East 2012.
All right, Blonic here from Boston Bastard Brigade. We're here at Triforce, and please give us your name and just tell us about, what you guys are selling here.
Yeah, my name's Matt. Work for Triforce, www.projecttriforce.com, and we make replica weapons, statues, and busts from video game properties such as Gears of War, Mass Effect. We unveiled Batman Arkham City pieces today and a bunch of other companies.
Now, have you guys used any of your products American Chopper, like when they were making that? Because I was thinking that, did you guys actually, the head that they have back there of one of the grunts, it looks exactly like the one that they were able to give towards the sun there. And did you guys actually take part in that?
Yeah, absolutely. Epic and Cliffy and them sent the Locust Drone Maquette, which Triforce, us, we did make, as well as our Hog Gears of War 2 Lancer Assault Rifle sent to them. They used that. Obviously, they played the video game, too, and they came up with those masterpieces, I guess you can call it, to give away and for the guys at Epic, yeah.
Yeah, the tri-bikes were ridiculous when you take a look at them.
I'm still trying to figure out a way to get save some money to have them build me one.
Yeah, I wish I could be rocking around that on the streets. So what are you guys actually showing here? Are you showing anything new, or are you just trying to get more of your products out there to see what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we brought some of our pieces that are sold out, like the Locust Drone Maquette and the Lancer Assault Rifle, yesterday, which would be Friday, for those of you listening. We unveiled at 2 o'clock with the guys at Rocksteady our Batman Arkham City pieces. We have a full-scale replica Batarang and Gauntlet for Batman with a magnetic Batarang in there that you can take out and wield. We also have a Riddler little trophy, too, that you can hide in your house and find and unlock achievements. Both are on sale at PAX, and they'll be up on our website on sale. We'll go at the beginning of May, and we'll be shipping later this year.
So that's not illegal for Massachusetts to have the Batarang one, because I know that if there's anything, but with the Massachusetts, almost everything is illegal. But for the most part, it's the whole setup that, like, whenever you try to order something off one of your favorite knife magazines or anything like that, it's like you always check for that list that says, nope, can't ship to Mass, New York, all these other places.
Triforce, no. No, it's not made of metal. I mean, it's not going to cut you or anything like that. It's made out of polyresin. It does have some metallic properties in our mixture, so when you do pick it up, it is going to feel like cold steel. But for the most part, if you throw it at someone, it's not going to stick in them.
Okay. This is going to really hurt.
It may bruise a little bit, but...
So now we've got a selection here from Batman to Gears of War. Now, what other games have you done as well for Triforce?
Yeah, so going down the line, it's Gears of War, the Gears of War series, the Mass Effect series. We do have Batman series now. We have Warhammer, Space Marine, Darksiders 2, and we do give some love to the independent games, Technokin and Adventure, which is, iPod, iPad, App Store, and Android app, too.
I need to ask, what is it that you make for Technokin Adventure?
We will be unveiling that later this year. I can't fully divulge it. We're going to have something. The fans are going to like it. Yeah, you're going to see it this later year. Hopefully San Diego, but definitely later this year you'll see it.
Now, what is that sigil that I'm looking at back there on the from Darksiders? It looks pretty sick.
Yeah, that is a full prototype. This is our first try at it. It is the Death Scythe from Darksiders 2. It is 6 feet in length, 4 feet tall. It does weigh a few pounds. It does have fully functioning LED lights, just like in the game, how his the scripture on it lights up. That will light up LED also.
So now I'm seeing that you actually are cool with bringing out the actual, you know, guns so people can actually hold it and take a couple pictures with, especially with, like, you know, the GamerCon setups and whatnot. So that thing actually has some pretty good weight to it when I felt it a little while ago. It was pretty big.
Yeah, you were holding our COD. It was actually the Locust version snub pistol. It weighs 11 pounds because you think of a gun, 11 pounds, oh my God, but these guys in the COG army, they're massive, so it's like nothing to them. But for us, it's like, what the heck is going on? But yeah, it's about 11 pounds. It's about 13 inches in length. True to the game. I mean, that's the other thing we do. Everything is true into the game. I mean, for instance, we unveiled our gold Locust Hammer Burst 2 from Gears of War 3, as well as our standard one, 35 pounds. 36 inches long. I mean, it's a monster, but that's what the Locust would wield.
Yeah, that's definitely, if you notice the characters in the game, they're definitely a lot bigger than regular humans. They're not even human, basically.
I have to go to the gym the rest of my life to get like them and get some stilts, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, I could see everything from Lancers to, it's so amazing with all this other stuff here. But is there anything else you can include on this our mini podcast here about Triforce?
Yeah, I mean, Triforce has been around for 4 years. We love video games just like you guys, and but for us, I mean, there really was no collecting video game memorabilia like we've made, and we just want to keep on getting out to you guys, the fans, because we love video games. We want there to be props and replicas out there for everybody, and I hope we do that, and I believe we have done that.
Now, I have to speak on one of our fellow alliance groups that we have, the Vagabonds and whatnot, because what is that again?
The steampunk.
Yes, the steampunk. They love the steampunk. Is there any chance that you guys make any kind of retrofitted steampunk-style guns or otherwise could make do with customary setups, or somebody could come to you and say, you know, I would like this for a gun or a prop?
Well, I will say there is games out there that have steampunk-esque elements in it. So there is video games out there like that. It has been brought up before. You know, can never say no to nothing, we'll go with. There's a lot of things on our drawing board that fans of Triforce are going to really like within this year and next year that we're going to have coming out and unveiling. And yeah, you'll see some cool stuff. It's really as much as I can say on that one.
All right. I want to say on behalf of the Austin Bass Brigade, thank you very much. This is just a great bunch of designs on the weaponry and whatnot.